The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Woohoo! The end of Vanderpump. We reached it. It was everything I wanted and more. We're here. What a great
listen. I'm having people text me out of the woodwork who like don't watch Vanderpump. Like, yo, I know you talk about. Do we need to watch it? And then they'll be like, I watched one episode. I was compelled. It's like, just watch this season. Don't watch anything else. I mean, the early seasons are great. The flashbacks, nothing better.
I think you gotta. I don't think people deserve this season if they haven't watched. They don't. I get crazy about that. What drives me nuts is Bravo. Yeah. When people say start here from this go. Season. Yeah. You have to start. There's such little nuances to loving and hating. It's the whole Bravo experience.
Yes.
When people are like married to medicine, I feel horrible. I think that they're such compelling people, but
I know
from the beginning, it's hard for me to sit down and have all this time to watch. When people say, what season should I start from? Or Potomac, which season should I start from? The fucking first season. It was great. You can't just jump in and then give me an opinion or even have any opinion. You need to watch every single bit to have an opinion and to earn that as a Bravo watcher.
You watch all 50 episodes of Love Island.
Especially Vanderpump. You do. You do.
Yeah, you do.
Or don't watch it at all.
Yeah, 100%. Couldn't agree more. All right, before we get into Vanderpump, I know we got to talk the New York preview. How'd you feel?
Well, we were referred to this show as the Real Housewives of New York City. It does not earn Roni until it deserves a Roni.
This is my thing. I was thinking about this as I was driving home, coming here, like thinking about what we're going to talk about. I know. I was like, from dropping Cerulean off at school, I was just thinking, for me, I am feeling, I don't even want to say this. I just feel like I can't identify my top tier housewives anymore easily outside of Miami and Potomac. I used to have like the banners of Jersey, New York, and it's just sad to me. Like Jersey is ruined, I think. And New York isn't New York to me. I will watch it, but I just feel
I don't want to be negative, but it's going to be hard. Hopefully it'll be good. I just don't see this Jenna Lyons. It already seems like she's skirted out of some arguments and she was supposed to be the headline name, probably the Bethany. And it seemed they're already saying she left, but that's just from the stupid trailer. But
my question is, are they friends or were they just a group of people cast? That is going to be the determining factor for me.
Right.
If I don't see a picture of them 10 years ago, I'm out.
There just has to be that it factor. And
yes,
hopefully we get it. And I think it's hard. I think it's going to be a real hard feat to Kathy, our girl, she put to the response to this. I thought it was perfect. Contrived and predictable. No one is going to care. I think this genre of TV has run its course. It's been 15 years. It was a good run. Time to move on. It's a very good point. And it feels very Salt Lake City-ish.
Yes. This is my thing. Like, my question is this dead? Like, I don't know. I mean, Miami Fresh, love it. I'm excited about the Ultimate Girls Trip with Ramona and everybody. I think it's big miss for Kristen to be invited. I don't even know how she got on the docket. I think Kelly Ben Simone's going to be uncomfortable.
See, I hate Kelly Ben Simone way over Kristen. I hate Kelly Ben Simone with a passion.
What do you like about Kristen?
I don't like anything about her, but I think she could surprise us possibly. She did get a glass. No, it shouldn't. It should have been the golden thing would have been no Kelly. Yes. I don't care. I don't want to watch Bethany and Kelly. No. Kelly, I don't think is going to be able to hang.
Kelly's always made me uncomfortable.
I don't know how she's selling houses, high-end houses. How does she keep it together?
Shocking. I don't know.
It should have been
like wacky.
They should have paid whatever Jill wanted. Just make Jill happy. They should have.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they should have got somehow gotten Bethany. And that would be.
That's it. It would be all time. And no one would even watch New York. They wouldn't watch the Real Housewives. They would watch that.
They should go back to a housewife. I guess Bethany wasn't 40. I like an older cast. You know, I think I want to give a shot. I want to give a try watching.
On the see old if we Bachelor? Like
it. The goal. Yes. I want to try it.
Okay. All right. Oh God. But
I'll watch an episode and if it's not bad, but if it has the it factor, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm into it. I'll check it out. All right.
But we'll see. I don't want to be negative. You know,
I do.
We're not here to put it down, but it didn't give you the Zaza Zoo.
No, it did not. I had no chills. I wasn't like, oh shit, this looks fun. I was
it
like,
was Alexander Petrovsky.
Are they friends? I don't even know. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, just quick programming note. We'll kind of be off next week. I'm heading abroad across the pond, as they say.
Living our good life.
And so we'll be back. Don't you worry. We'll do like a big catch up on the reunion if we get through all three parts.
Because the reunion, well, I'm just going to watch the one on Peacock, the unedited. Yes, I'm not even going to waste my time for Bravo. Okay,
that's a good idea.
Why? Why would anybody watch that?
Yeah.
They should just put the reunion on Peacock if they're really trying to push this shit.
I don't know what their Peacock strategy is, because first was some things were on there. Now everything's on both. It's like, what's the point? I don't know.
It has a lot of stuff, but it's not a bad price. $5 a month, whatever.
No.
But every Bravo fan should have it.
Yeah. Without commercials.
You're so funny 12. With the commercials. I love it. Apple TV. I'm going to start watching the morning show, which I know I'm way behind on.
I've watched.
And the one where their people go to work and they forget about going to work. What's that called?
Oh, I don't think you would like that. I think that's dark as fuck.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Super dark. I tried it.
It sounds like a very interesting plot.
Yeah, I don't maybe you would like it. I couldn't get through it. I forgot what it was called, the Ben Stiller show, but people loved it. Like people who watched it really liked it. All right, Vanderpump. I watched it for the second time last night. I never watch things again.
God bless you.
But I watched it without taking notes because I just
what did Dorian think?
I think the way that I felt overall, I think Dorian agreed with me, was just like Tom Sandoval is the biggest piece of shit ever. He's a dirty, evil person. The way he was going about this entire episode was wild. I am almost convinced watching a second time that the crime with Lisa was fake to get sympathy.
Oh, it's all like, fake.
Like, yeah, he,
it's all
he was
crying
more,
about money.
Yes.
That's what he's
he
more
was
worried
more
about.
Apologetic with Schwartz because that's what he cares about is the business. He
Both
didn't
of
give
them.
A fuck about Ariana. Like, it was
Schwartz
so
only
evident.
Brought up the Yelp reviews.
I
Not
know.
That his
Crazy.
Best man, best woman
Crazy.
In his wedding
yes.
is public. It was the best TV that ever, and it blows all Bravo
out of the water
for all eternity.
Every scene, with the exception of Kristen and Ariana burning shit, which I really didn't like. There were parts of that episode
that was cute,
but outside of that scene, every scene was top tier television.
I enjoyed
like you went
Kristen.
From
it was nice to have her back, and it pissed me off that she's even gone.
Yeah. I guess
why get rid
like
of her and bring in a Charlie when you could keep the
right
keep the no, show 100%. Good? Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I think that
I guess she did
the thing
things.
That struck me of the Ariana and Tom Sandoval scene was like, I don't know how Ariana held it together so well. Like she was talking so rationally and calmly, and like she only cried at the end. I was just like, how are you doing this? It is just
she's cold.
Amazing.
I love Ariana.
Yeah.
I love her. I think she's a badass. But when you see those flashbacks, Tyler always says this phrase to me, how it begins is how it ends. And I never heard that until I met him. And when he meets a client and they're nuts, he won't go back no matter how much money they want to pay him. He won't work with them.
Yeah.
And Ariana was even though Kristen did cheat too.
Yeah.
When she's sitting in those back alleys and those flashbacks, it's like you had it coming, honey. And I do feel bad for her 100%, but it just your relationship went on a little bit longer than it. But you're cold. You got what you had coming to you, and it sucks. I feel like she's more hurt, honestly. when you get cheated on like that, and I have experienced, it is a real humbling experience, because she never thought that she would be cheated on, and it hurts. It really does hurt. Yeah. But it's like, wow, he did this to me. I never thought he would do this to me. And it's coming out that she knew that he fucked the Miami girl. And there's a flashback somewhere I saw that she's at the bar when the Miami girl's yelling at his face.
Yeah, they showed that in this episode.
And she knew he cheated and or did whatever with the girl. And she says, don't talk to my boyfriend like that. And so you're making this girl look like a piece of shit. It sucks that it happened to her. And I feel for her, but she does have some cold moments. And remember when we first met her, I don't think she was that likable. She's grown on all of us as time has gone on. But
oh no, she 100% has. It's like, I mean, yes, you have.
I've lost my feeling of like such pity for her at this point, because we've known for too long.
I have not, because of the friend situation. It's the deepness, I feel bad for her, violation. With that. Yeah. It's not just the cheating. It's like if he had been caught cheating on a random, then I feel like your argument is 100% valid. I think
there's a lot they don't say.
Right. But she knows about. That's not where it ended. Right. Where it ended was her best friend was fucking him for 7 months. Like, that is something that will fuck you up. Even if he was a cheater. It's deeper than, because again, like what she said when she was saying there, like, you know, how she could stoop so low and do this, and this is somebody that you want to gas you up, like all of that. It's like, that is just, and you can tell Raquel has,
maybe that's her ego
zero,
talking.
Zero. She doesn't, she has
someone
zero
goes, she reminds me of someone who has Alzheimer's. The bitch don't have fucking Alzheimer's. She's a fucking idiot. Okay.
Please say that again. Alzheimer's. Is that the way you say that?
Or Alzheimer's. What is, I don't know what you're supposed to say.
It's Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah. No, but let me read that tweet, because that was pure comedy. Hold on.
I wanted to just go nuts on that lady.
Okay. Her response. I don't think it's a lack of remorse. There's something going on with her. It reminds me of my mom who had, this isn't funny, my mom who had Alzheimer's, a shame. One of the diagnoses is not having any filter. They say whatever is on their mind. Symptomatic of a disease?
Then I have it.
Of a psychopath.
That. Yeah.
Like, she's, come on.
No, I don't say that I don't have, I have deep remorse for her. And I think it hurts more that it's very 100%. Public. And the Raquel and part is a whole nother. That's what I feel bad for her for. I think
when
she
said
is not shocked by Tom being a scumbag.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
The night they fucked, the first night, they actually fucked in the car, and then I had to let him into the house. I mean, what the fuck is that? It's insane. That is just that you can do that, that you can flip flop between those two scenarios, cool as a cucumber. And when he said to Sandoval, if you had, you know, she just followed me, she would have known that I was a cheater. It's like, the fuck?
Well, you can't say that to her. It's like,
you're putting the blame on her that she needs to investigate you. That's her fault. Like, are you kidding? It was just, I've never seen it.
The way he said that, but it is crazy. And how he has no remorse for Ariana, and the way that he fake cries and has to push him out so hard. And I think there must be a lot of money issues, that the house even for sale. She's on Watch What Happens Live saying that they're still living in the house, and she's got to get the fuck out of there and get away from all of this. And I don't know how she's still in that house living in those memories. And looking at letters from Rachel, send me to jail. I'm opening those letters.
Yeah, I would open it too. I would 100%.
My house. Oops. I'm sorry. I didn't see that your name was on there.
Honestly, though, what's most amazing about all of this is how Ariana has become like the it girl in society, period.
Yeah.
Never looked better. Nice. Never dressed better. She's on Today's Show. She's on freaking Bloomingdale's. I mean, the Yankees have her at the game. Like, it's just, she's everywhere. And the come up she's gotten off of this, like, whoever her publicist and PR people need to get a freaking bonus, because she's out here. Like, I think people who don't watch Bravo know who she is now. Just from the situation.
But
I mean, it comes
when
from
I see
place,
those flashbacks of her being so cruel to Kristen. It does rip some of my compassion away from her. I have to be honest. It really does. And I feel bad for her. I really do, because of the way that it happened. But
No one, but see, I don't even think this would be a story if he just cheated. It would be a one, yeah. It would be a one right, headline, right. Us Magazine article, and we'd move on.
I think they're all scumbags, except for Katie and Arashina's a cheater too. They're all dirtbags. The only person who really hasn't done something completely shitty to someone in life that we know of is Katie. And the poor girl's fallen from skylights. But what has she done?
Like, savage, like, to people, Gina? And text message, who? And rips people's new asshole. She's not a very nice
person.
People
maybe have it coming. Sheena is a cheater. Like, people who do, like, actions to that aren't just coming back at somebody. Everybody is really kind of building their own little dirty dumpster. Karma situation.
No,
I don't want it to come off that I don't feel bad for her. I do. I feel... I've
only said it five times since we started talking about this. I
just wish that we had never seen the scene of her. I wish you die. And yeah, I wish that was all fresh.
I thought the other thing that I loved in this episode is how Sheena's just great television. The way how she manages to, like, be like the center of, like, when she walks into Ariana's, it's like Ariana just found out this devastating news, and Sheena's just like, I was so upset last night that I, like, almost, like, just the way Sheena's hilarious to me. Just the way she centers everything on herself is that's why she
stole the show. Yeah, she is a star. Yeah, their Uber ads thing is really cute.
And her with Sandoval, I thought, like, I saw somebody put this on Twitter. I wish I knew who it was so I could credit them, but they were like, Sheena has always been kind of a sketchy friend. And to see her actually, like, step up with Sandoval and just cut him off and say they're not going to be any friends
like
anymore
that.
Was like,
that's true friendship
for her.
It's nice to see that.
Right. And she was great. The way she was talking to him, like, okay, well then go fuck your friend, her best friend. That makes sense. Like, I just thought that was great. She's
Sandoval sitting there saying that she's going to go kill herself if they break up is the dirtiest of all.
Dirty. Dirty. And I loved her response there. Then you call us and you say, I'm leaving. Like, there really is no excuse for just not breaking up with. There just isn't. He can say whatever he wants. She's going to kill herself, whatever, 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 which is disgusting. Nothing. He wasn't going to do it because he's a scumbag. That's what it comes down to.
I wonder what all the truth is with all this behind the scenes.
I don't know.
And I'm trying to think of all the things. Lisa Vanderpump is a dirtbag to me. The way that you're sitting there saying you're not a bad person, you did a bad thing. All you're she cares person. About is the money.
Yes.
That's all they all care about.
I know. I mean, the scene I loved was James. Like, James crying over the loss of Sandoval's friendship and then be like, but James Kennedy will get his revenge. And then him calling Raquel. I thought that scene was hilarious.
Allie should get the fuck out of there. If Tyler was going on and had so much emotional connection to the situation and calling Raquel, and he is way too emotionally invested.
Yeah.
And obviously he thinks that he was cheating. They were having sex with each other when they were still together. It does seem like maybe that's why she broke up with James. And
I wonder how far back
the pact.
I wonder how far back this goes, actually, because, again, somebody put up the other day, I was like, this was weird too, that Sandoval paid for Raquel's and James's engagement. Right. That's fucking weird.
It's all sick.
What if it's what if it's like a 5-year affair?
He's sick.
Who knows? I don't even know how long she's been around. Yeah.
Right.
He's disgusting.
It's insane. And I think he did have sex with the Billy Lee girl, because way that when they said so-and-so said that you had sex with Billy Lee, he goes, she would never say that, or he would never say that. He didn't say, I didn't do it.
Right.
And you can tell he's lying in the Miami girl scene. He's acting 100%. The same exact way.
Yes. And even when, like, when Katie and Sandoval have that conversation, she's like, when do you know? He's like, maybe a month ago. She just goes, no, I know that's like, and she's just like, you're full of shit. Just that was that scene was a bad look for Schwartz. Like, a really bad look.
Which one?
The one with him and Katie, where he's like, where he ended it with, like, listen, right. I'm just worried about my health, my wealth. There's man-eating crocodiles in Florida. She's just staring at him like, you're such
man-eating
a fucking idiot.
Freaking alligators or crocodiles. What are you even talking about?
I know.
His brother's had cancer. So I don't know if he's like
all
trying to insinuate, or the triplets, maybe one of them had cancer. All of them, right? That doesn't make sense.
Like, what?
He's had some family issues, but I don't know if he's trying to insinuate. Schwartz is a dirtbag. You obviously And that's why this is all coming down to you. He's been cheating on Katie. He probably cheated on Katie tons of times.
It just shows you that, like, this saying Ariana is a good friend of yours, Schwartz, is complete bullshit. Because if that was a good friend, you would have fucking told her. You're it, like Katie said, you're his bitch boy, and he 100% is. And look, it's gonna ruin his entire life.
You think deep down inside, Kristen, even though she will never admit it, do you think deep down in the darkest part of her brain,
she's
like
happy?
It's like vindicated, because you'd have to be. She was right that what those flashbacks when she's at home, the exact same thing she said happened.
When she said, "And good luck sleeping next to the best liar I know," I was like, fuck.
People don't change.
So true. No. And the thing that was illuminating throughout this episode was, like, at every conversation, he was somehow trying to make it, like, push it onto Ariana, not make it that he's a bad person. It's just he was deeply unhappy and turning 40. He had he's just a despicable person. He didn't take any accountability in any one of these conversations ever.
No,
he really didn't.
He doesn't feel bad. It only feels bad about the money and the business. That's the only thing he cares about.
That's it.
And he's going to fuck Schwartz over, and Schwartz deserves it. That's who you fuck with, Schwartz. That's Katie. Thank God. And how long are they going to pass these stupid fucking dogs back and forth? Grow up. Say goodbye to the dogs. Look at their dumb pictures on Instagram.
She was interviewed by Not Skinny Enough Fat or whatever, and I saw the clip where she was like, "So how old are these dogs?" Just how many years? And she's like, "That's fucked up." She's like, "I'm just asking." She's like, "Well, they're like 7 and something." She's like, "Okay, so, like, you know,
they might
have
another 10 years when they're little like that. Their teeth are falling out, but they're still trucking."
Right. I know.
I think it's dumb.
It is dumb.
It's just the two of them, like, really both, like you said, I guess it's like all of these people honestly are just trash, and it's years.
Ariana
of this. I mean,
got
when
lucky.
You see the flashbacks, she did.
She
when
hit the lottery.
Flashbacks, it's crazy of, like, how they've all, they just the come up, how they all used to look is crazy. The despicable behavior they continue to engage in. It's wild.
They're all just gross.
Yeah. What else?
I'm trying to think of what else. LVP, she should be ashamed of herself. The only way she can redeem to me is if she were to sell the business. I would get so far away from them.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be funny. I would buy them out. Peace out. We're selling it. Done. It is over.
I found all of her stuff problematic. Like when she was like in the interview, like, you know, time will heal the wound or whatever. Like she wasn't saying like this is even the way she was asking. Well, evidently Raquel's left town, like not even being like that was horrible what she did. She really
care
to keep her. No, she doesn't. She's trying to keep the coffers open.
She could care less. And allegedly Raquel might be pregnant, and that's why she's in hiding for so long.
Shut the fuck up.
That could be true.
If that's true, I will die.
That's what would happen in this situation.
The scene, this is the other scene I want to talk about. The scene where they were in her apartment, which honestly looked like a Embassy Suites. Like, you
correct
know those Embassy
yeah,
Suites
it does.
Where you have like the
yeah.
where you have the kitchen and then
yeah, it does.
The
where
lighting.
There's a sad businessman crying his eyes out while his children are having fun making memories without him at soccer.
Right. I put on Twitter, like, this looks like Euphoria plus 40 or something, because like it really looked like a Euphoria scene with the lighting. I mean, even that scene
scares me.
Those aren't two. That is not a man who is obsessed with a woman. Whatever he's saying,
he hates
like
her.
His vibe, it was weird. The vibe was weird. She forced an I love you in there. She wanted to bring up the family thing, meaning she wanted to talk about how they went home
on camera,
family,
right?
On camera. All of it was like, so his vibe
the way
was so
she
suspect.
Talks.
Yeah.
She's shaking in her voice. She's such a manipulator. There's no Alzheimer's, whatever the fuck. She knows what
the
hell's going on. 100%. She wanted to steal that man away.
The way she talked to James was not a remorseful person. The way she talked with Sandoval, when he walked in, she's like, "How are you doing?" "I'm okay." It's like, what do you mean you're okay? You're getting lambasted on the internet and you ruined your best friend's life. What are you talking about?
She doesn't care. None of them care.
She really doesn't. She does not. She has no.
Sandoval does not care. And he's been cheating all along.
Yeah.
It's just a dirtbag.
Complete dirtbag. And she is a despicable person. Her interview where she's talking about their relationship and like, it just happened. It's the best sex of my life. It's like, you didn't meet Drake in a club, and this is not something you should be like promoting. This is like, you fucked over your best friend. What are we talking about? Now you have no friends.
It's crazy. I feel like that's how a lot of women are. They think that their man is trapped in this horrible relationship and they're being fed lies. And that's a sad thing. That's what Ariana was saying to Kristen. The same stuff.
Yeah.
And it comes back around. It might just take a little bit longer.
10 years.
These men don't change, but you think they will for you.
I liked when Sheena was like, and like, he was like, how long have these problems been happening? 4 or 5 years. She's like, and why did you buy a house together? It's like, exactly. Right. All of this.
It's a band-aid. She had some good points.
Your story does not line up, bro. No. At all. Yeah, Sheena was great. I loved her talking about how she couldn't close her fists. I mean, it was all just ridiculous.
I'm glad she pushed Raquel. Yeah. Ariana deserves to get a punch in.
She does, 100%.
I'm surprised Katie didn't smack her in the alleyway. I thought that was coming.
I know. I thought it was too. She deserves
violence.
I don't say this like lightly. She deserves bad things that are a result of her actions. Like, she that was trash behavior. And I've never seen anything like it. Her boldness too, to the end, is wild. To the very end. There's not a scene of her crying, nothing.
Lala, I would give Lala a pass too. If she showed up and she was a tight friend with Sheena and Katie at the house.
Yeah.
Seems like she's a very third party friend to Ariana. And for her to be so outspoken on Ariana's situation.
Yeah.
It's so self-serving. It's gross.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I understand you're on the show, but you're making money off the Send It to Daryl, which was linked to that, and yada, yada. I get it. But Katie and Sheena are allowed to profit.
Yeah.
And it's kind of gross. It shows, it's like we're all watching gladiators, and human nature has never changed. This poor girl is just getting beat up in the freaking arena, and all of America and all over the world was so excited. Imagine if this is your life falling apart and everywhere everyone is saying, this is our Super Bowl. Oh, my fucking life fall into shambles is your Super Bowl. I mean, she is very strong. Thank God. And to go on Watch What Happens Live, I wouldn't go on there. And they cut that short.
She
was over
great.
Before I knew it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, I mean, like, give her credit. I wouldn't be all over the TV. I would be gone.
No, she's capitalizing on it, which power to her. She should.
It's great, but the healing hasn't started. She seems so sad still. I don't care what you can say. And you got to get out of that house.
Yeah, you got it.
You'll still get the money. Your name is on the freaking title or whatever, the loan. Get out or you're not going to heal and live in New York City. Get the fuck away from these people.
Yeah, 100%. Well, great season. We'll talk the reunion. What do you want to talk? Jersey? The end?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So stupid.
I'm over it.
Supposedly, I don't, like, people are saying that Joe Gorga did turn him into the feds. That's what Caroline and the daughter were saying, allegedly.
If that's true, that's horrible. Like, that's next level deceit. This is where I landed.
That
with
trumps Raquel and anyone to me. That is
yes.
insanity.
The feds? No, this is, and like, ruin their life, right? Both of them went to jail, ruined their marriage.
Daughters.
Her mom died. All of that right. shit. Your daughters no longer have a father. That's despicable. That's
he can't
pure
step
rat.
Foot back in the freaking United States.
Oh my God.
If that's right, here's true, I don't think we'll ever know the truth on that.
My issue with this entire season is this fucking stupid rumor that I think that Danielle lost me through the course of this season, because the way she dealt with the situation was trash. Like, just obviously attention seeking behavior, whatever. But this is the point. If we knew this 6 months ago, and this is the reason why we all hate each other now, we're going to wait till the season finale to bring it. Then everything else is fake. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not actually talking
fake.
About what's going on. And so then what am I watching?
Jen Aiden and Teresa wanted that to come out in 100%. Ireland, and they just used yes. her as a pawn. And the yes. acting, don't say it, don't say. And Jen, you're the dirtbag that went on reality TV with this dark secret. If you really want to protect your kids, it's not Marge who's done anything to you. Sorry, honey.
This is also the thing. If 6 months ago, so when we started filming, we had this whole incident, start the fucking season there.
Right.
Start it with Melissa and Joe talking about how weird it was that Louis called them over to the house, and let's go. That's a season. It's frustrating to me. I don't like seeing Teresa. Yeah. To be honest.
Oh. Teresa's a fucking idiot. I love Teresa, but that person who we put up, Polly, sorry, our old dear friend from Texas, put up that thing saying Louis will be the downfall of Teresa fans. And it's already started on us, because how could Dolores and Jen sit there with that scumbag lunatic sitting there saying that he has PI getting information all on all
that's
of
insane.
That and not say anything and say, what drugs are you on, you nut
well,
job?
I just saw that is like a national firm, and they posted, we've never had a relationship with Louis, whatever, I don't know him at all or something. So that's fake. I don't know.
Teresa will end up meeting with the ex-wife. Louis and her will fall apart within the next few years. You can't tell me he's happy hunky-dory all the time like she told Andy on Watch What Happens Live. The guy is nuts. And I think her whole life will come falling down because of him. And she'll end up meeting with the bride who ran across the country. And they'll put their stories together saying, you were right. Because he's nuts.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just the luster of this show has completely fallen off for me. And I heard they're not even filming now. I saw that, which I think is fine. I just like watching Melissa and Teresa chase each other around in cheap Amazon dresses. Like, I thought the outfits were horrible. I thought the whole scene, it just felt forced and dumb, and I'm over it, to be honest. I did not find joy in any of it. It was fake as fuck. And it's dark.
Vanderpump.
No,
it was
not
so bad.
Comparable. Because just watching Danielle like force her way to have this conversation with Melissa in public, fake. The ensuing fight. Fake, because you've already fucking fought about it, because this already happened. Like, all of it is just, it's
right.
dumb. I'm over it. So that's how I feel.
And Rachel, the new girl, unwatchable.
Trash. I
unwatchable.
And Danielle went from here to me. The first three episodes, I thought she was joy, light, fun. And now I just like am here with it. I just have no.
Where's this badass Dolores who's always hiding in the corner? And now your boyfriend is still married and he's never going to get divorced. And the reason allegedly you didn't go to the hospital with him is because his wife and kids were there at the hospital and you're the side piece.
What do you mean?
You're never going to get married. He's still married.
They won't get divorced because he's Catholic.
Because he's got a deal with the ex-wife that he can be with Dolores, but they're never going to get. And they said, well, why didn't she, wasn't
school.
She at the hospital? She picks these losers.
Nah.
Another loser who doesn't want really to make a commitment to her. Unless this is all hearsay. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Big allegedly.
Where is the ring? He says he has a ring. He would have proposed for a storyline. It would have been on this show.
Right.
And Marge is right. Whatever Marge says, it does come out. She was He's married.
See, but I, Marge could, I'm so over Marge too. I think
I don't want to watch another season.
She's a very dirty fighter and she's kind of disgusting. Gross. What she says to people. It's really gross. And you're old. Like you should, you're better than this. This is not, you're not 21 at the Jersey Shore. You are a grown woman talking to people like that. I'm over
her karma is so bad.
It's dirty. Her whole energy is just like, ugh.
I honestly like think maybe this podcast brings me bad karma because maybe it's not good to talk about people. I don't like Marge and I don't like her saying, no wonder your brother doesn't talk to you. She deserves to be pushed over the railing for that.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like she instantly always goes to your like a disheveled drug addict, your brother. Like she hits people where it hurts in a dirty way when she's not even involved in the fight. What the fuck are you doing in that conversation?
And Danielle really is too sweet. She really is a nice girl, I think. And she was
too dumb and she got she's dumb. She got manipulated.
She's dumb, but
she got manipulated by Teresa.
She doesn't know the game. She doesn't know the game.
How about Louis smoking the cigarette in the corner with like his bug eyes? It was like, Jesus, what's happening here?
Yeah. He is so red.
So I saw like they're on the cover of some magazine for their wedding and his face is not red at all. I was like, who edited that shit? Like we see the real him with that cherry red face.
I love the preview for the wedding. They're like, is your hair? That's your hair. Their faces.
Right. Well, it was big
the
mess
hair looks
for
normal
me.
To me now.
Yeah. It honestly didn't
even
look
notice.
That shocking in person.
Yeah.
I this was a really rough Jersey season for me and it's made me like, dislike
I don't know
the
where
franchise.
They go, but
I don't know either. It's not
throw Teresa time. On the New York trip.
Let's go. That's what we need. However, she was so nice on the first one. It was like she wasn't the same person.
We can already see the New York trip, though. I think it's going to be a letdown. If maybe Dorinda stayed sober, it would be good. But it's just going to be Dorinda calling Sonia a whore. And
but I think it'll
be
good because
it's
not at. Thank God it's not at Bluestone Manor. Like thank right. God, removing Dorinda from her setting will be good. Hopefully she's not the lead, you know.
I don't think Bravo right. can top the Vanderpump. I think it's the end. I think it's gonna break Bravo.
It might. There's nothing. It was unbelievable. I mean, like I've said, there's people that don't even watch Bravo, period, that are starting Vanderpump like because of this.
They don't deserve it.
Yeah. All right. Did you watch the new Summer House or the other Summer House?
No, I haven't had any time. Oh, I watched the new Summer. No. I still have to watch. I didn't have time to watch Atlanta or the new Summer House.
Okay.
I watched the old Summer House, and I hate every. I mean, it's okay. The show is so bad, and it's. We'll see what happens. This next week is the finale. I found Craig crying about. I think it's sweet that he missed his mom's birthday. Yes. And he's crying about it. My kids better cry too.
Yeah.
But Paige is a bitch.
She is. And the way she's acting and he's like actually saying like, I feel alone and I'm emotional and like whatever. And she's like completely disregarding him. I know they're everybody's drunk, but like even the next day, she's kind of a dick to him and like making him feel bad for being emotional. Like, I don't know. Like, would you want that if that was reverse? You wouldn't feel good if he was doing that to you when you were upset about like your clothes being lost or whatever the fuck she gets upset about.
Or leaving
about,
your mommy.
Know? Like, yeah. Paige has like the last two seasons for me. It's
she's
just
a bad person. The way she was sitting in that bed and ignoring him when he wanted to shower with her, it was really mean.
And
I
the way
didn't
she talks
like
shit about. She's the first to gas up Danielle with Lindsay. Like, no, she doesn't need Lindsay anymore. Or she doesn't need Danielle anymore because she has da-da-da. So she's just always chirping. She's always ready to talk shit. And it's just like, imagine if somebody's proposal was fully ruined, how Carl and Lindsay feel. And they left and everybody's just like, well, fuck them. Like, it's just mean. Like the vibe of the show has become very mean.
I think they wanted to make sure it was around people who gave a shit about them.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's great. But I think Danielle and Lindsay could, I do feel like Danielle misses her friend. I think she's in a bad spot with the boyfriend or whatever. And Lindsay is off in La La Land. It's bad timing for them. And I think their friendship could possibly be fixed. It could be like the Bride Wars movie where it always broke my heart that after the weddings,
I don't remember they, this movie.
With Anne Hathaway and the girl who was Cinderella in that show. Not Anne Hathaway. Oh, no, it was Anne Hathaway and Kate Hudson. Not, it wasn't the other one. Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway, they have their weddings. They both wanted them at the plaza and their whole, I'm really screwing this up. Yours, Mine, and Ours or something blue.
Okay.
That other one with Kate Hudson. It's like the same movie where she breaks up with that, with her friend. Her friend screws her ex-boyfriend. Anyway, I guess it's a bad analogy. It's just sad. I don't think there's any really coming back to them. Maybe they could have a cordial makeup at the end, but I don't see them. I think they're off in two different directions and they're such life-changing directions that it's,
when I saw the conversation between them next week, Lindsay looked like nobody was home and she, I don't think there's any repair because again, like how could there be, what is the excuse for the way Danielle acted? Like, and I know I'm fully not on Danielle's side, but I see no scenario with how she acted being cool at all.
I think she feels, I'm team Lindsay, but I think she feels that she got ditched out of the threesome, but she's being selfish with that because she just has to suck it up and wait for them for the time to pass until her time to give Lindsay space. Yeah.
You got pushed out, but then you were screaming like a psychopath when Carl said you were getting engaged. You told them they're moving too fast. Their relationship is weird. So it's like,
nasty.
It's not like she was sitting there and they were just like treating her like a dick. She was actively being
nuts.
It's
true. It is.
It's just, I've never seen anything like it. So if I were Lindsay, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, well, I guess we're not friends. We were friends for 5 years. This is my friend from 12. She's obviously like
something borrowed. I think Danielle is being selfish and she's miserable and trying to drag down her friend. Yeah, it is. It's sad.
Yeah.
Danielle just doesn't seem like that type of character, but that's why it's so hard to like, expect Lindsay to be so nasty, but I don't think Lindsay really is in the wrong. She should be celebrated, not ripped down for just wanting to freaking get married.
It just shows
what
like
she doing
they,
wrong?
They hate Carl and Lindsay and like it, they got to move on from this current grouping of a cast is just not going to work. They don't like each other.
And Craig sitting there saying that Lindsay is the poison. What? You're on her show, bitch.
I know. You're literally on her show. And you've brought your friend on her show.
And can they take a shower before they're out in the sun all day sweating and they're in and out of the pool? Can they take a shower before they get into the bed of those dirty sheets? And can they clean up a little bit? Because it's
they're all
really
disgusting.
Steamy.
When they moved the thing to push the beds together, I was like, what is this? You guys are... This is not like
it's
that's
gross.
College behavior. That's an 18-year-old freshman who's on their
behavior.
Own. Well, it's just like being a dirty
it's spoiled
kid.
Brat.
It's not an
it's spoiled brat behavior.
It's insane. It's disgusting.
I don't think college kids are. Every college kid is like that. That's gross. That is privilege. My mommy did everything for me. I'm just here. Yeah. I don't really work, and I don't.
It's
nothing matters.
Like college.
I've never paid
I remember
for anything.
There was like. There was some dirty shit in college, but it's just like to your point, there's like an air about it, like that somebody's gonna clean up after them or something. Just gross. I thought this was the finale, so I guess we got one more week.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Lindsay taking the pineapple upside down cake. That was great petty behavior. And them being pissed.
I thought it was weird she even made one.
Yeah, that is weird.
Very funny.
I have to say, good season for Kyle.
But it's skewed because Kyle is in with Bravo and they suck his dick. That's what the word on the street is. So you really never know what
edit.
Kyle's all about.
No, but
he gets the good edit always though. Yeah. When has he ever gotten it?
Always.
But he's always the focal point somehow.
Right. He's the center. Yeah.
But it is a good edit. I give him credit. He's a nice, he seems like a decent friend, but now Carl's sounding like him saying that he's a cokehead at the beginning. If Kyle would have kept his mouth shut at the beginning, I think their friendship could last.
Bad.
But I think it's on the offskirts. I do love seeing him and Amanda happy. That is nice. It's so nice to not see them fight.
It is.
Oh, you're right. Kyle had a good edit. I don't mean to be a devil's advocate.
I I don't know. We'll see. The season picked up at the end, but it's still, I just don't know. It sounds like they're trying to revamp it to be more of the city stuff, which I think is good. We'll see where it lands. All right. This is the thing. You need to catch up on Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, because the second episode, a new person comes in and he like thinks he had called the room and there's another guy's stuff in the room. He goes into the bathroom before they leave to go to the club, takes a shit in the bathroom, does not flush. And then when they get home, he's like, no, bro, that's on you to flush. Like, it's like a battle over. Yeah. Can you believe that? Taking a shit in somebody's bathroom, not flushing it, and then like standing by it. So it's just, it's good. It's like messy. It's fun. There's good characters. 10 out of 10.
I got to watch it. I just don't know. They need to advertise it better. When does it, is it on Sunday nights?
It's Sundays after Atlanta. They're doing like their usual thing. Of
yeah, I will.
Like
I just
black shows
so
together.
If we, yeah.
Yep. So catch up while I'm gone and then we'll check back in. We pick back up. Yeah, I think that's it. Cause you didn't talk, you didn't watch ATL.
No, I didn't. It was all right. I ran out of time.
So we'll catch up on those when we're back.
Even though that's on the beginning of the week, but I like the season of Atlanta, but it I'll watch it. Like if we didn't do this podcast, I probably would watch it every 3 weeks and watch 3 hours when need like a little serotonin hit.
Yeah.
Because with these other shows that are must-see TV, it takes up my time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Vanderpump Rules, and you have to watch. Then we had to watch the Watch What Happens Live.
Yep. We got lives. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, guess what, guys? We love you so much. We'll be back after taking next week off. As always, we have everything in the archives to entertain your ears, and we love you so much. We'll be back.